Under the influence of Western cultures, traditional classic books were expelled from school curricula in the New Culture Movement in the early 20th century. Since then, students in primary schools and high schools have been liberated from the claimed trash of feudalism. During the Cultural Revolution, traditional classic books were severely renounced again. As a result, students are taught to associate traditional classic books with backwardness of feudalism. With this background knowledge, we can easily understand why the adoption of the four books in some universities results in ongoing public controversy in an opener society in comparison with the past. Ironically, advocating the four books being taught in college or not, almost everyone is familiar with certain frequently cited sentences from traditional classic books. As for me, adopting the four books in university curricula is feasible. Firstly, it is unfair to associate the four books with the backwardness of feudal society, and hence refuse to read them. Admittedly, those classic books were written in ancient times, and inevitably could not transcend over temporal limitations. Some ideas conveyed in the four books even contradict contemporary thoughts. However, those classic books are records of ancient minds, without which we cannot achieve today's civilization. Some may argue that as ancient minds are outdated, it is useless to know that again. The truth is that ancient minds are also part of the ongoing process of our cultural development. If we are able to acquire basic knowledge of traditional culture, we are likely to have a better chance to understand contemporary culture. Secondly, as college students should have the ability of critical thinking, they can figure out what is applicable and what is trash from the four books. Generally speaking, some educationalists worry college students will absorb outdated values and thoughts from those traditional classic books, so they deny setting the four books in college curricula. While we admit that those books were written in ancient times, and hence they are representative ideas of the ruling class, for ordinary people were denied opportunities to learn reading and writing, it is impossible to apply those ideas in our current society. More important, college students are supposed to have the critical thinking ability and can tell the right from the wrong. Once they realize why some ideas are feudalist trash by reading and critical thinking, it is more likely to eliminate the remaining feudalist trash in the mind than by teachers' exhortations. In sum, as college students, they are able to think critically so that they can tell the essence of traditional Chinese culture from the feudalist trashes. Besides, adopting the four books course helps preserve traditional culture. Therefore, adopting the four books in college curricula is both practical and beneficial.